We did a round robin on Friday, and we were 32-14 then, and a actual tournament there on Saturday, and we were 35-21 on that day, with, you know, the guys wrestled phenomenal. We had 7 in the finals, with 4 champions. 2 were in the finals at 190, so we had that one locked down. We had Caleb Morrison. He took first at 75 pounds. Gage Masson wrestled at 85 pounds and took first. Didi Toyamura and Marcus Anderson were in the finals together at 90 pounds. And then Owen Anderson at 110 pounds took the championship there. As I said, we were so close to walking away with the championship title for the Stikine. We were, I think we lost by 6.5 points.
To Wrangell or Ketchikan? Ketchikan, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was a heartbreaker. We were neck and neck, and, it's just a matter of one or two matches going our way that, you know, it would have made the difference. But we're going to adjust some weights, I think. We have a couple guys that can drop down and or I can move up, and a couple kids that stayed home. I think I left home 4 or 5 kids, and, you know, some of them would have made a pretty big difference. Like, my heavyweight didn't travel this weekend, and he's a returning region champion from last year. So that's an extra 20, 25 points right there as far as team scores go if he wrestles to his ability. As far as having some guys that were outstanding wrestlers this weekend, Owen Anderson right off the bat is my main one. He's wrestling to his ability. His first tournament over in Wrangell, he wrestled very well, but it was a little sloppy, and he's wrestling now to how I know he can wrestle. He's wrestling sharp, he's wrestling clean, and he's got a little bit of funk to him, but like his brother Reed, there's no quit in him whatsoever. He will go and go and go and go and go until the final bell rings. Didi Toyamura is another one. She actually normally wrestles about 85, but I bumped her up to 90 this weekend to get a little bit more competition, and she had a barn burner of a semis match. It came down to a last-second takedown in regulation to force it into overtime, and then she went out there and got the takedown in overtime to send her into the semis, and it was into the finals, rather. It was a charged match. Everybody was fired up. It was a good time. And then, you know, I always talk about how the good people that take championships and whatnot, but what really wins championships for teams are the kids that make the improvements and are the dark horses when they come out. For example, Oliver Peterson this year, he's a first-year wrestler, and he went out and got third place this weekend. I mean, he went out there and stuck a kid for third and fourth, and he came off just all smiles. He walked away with a medal this weekend, and I think for him, that's huge. The other one that is really comes to mind is Wyatt Litster. He's had a rough last 2 years. Between 6th and 7th grade, he didn't win a lot of matches. And I kept telling him, you know, you got to put your time in. You keep working. I see where you're going to be, and you'll get there. And it's starting to finally show. He took 3rd this weekend in a very tough weight class. He was actually wrestling at 133, and my guess is he'll probably move down by the time next weekend comes. And he's just ecstatic that he's seeing all that hard work finally start to pay off.
All right, so Ketchikan is that soon?
Not this weekend, but weekend after next. We'll travel down there, and I'm hoping to travel with all of my kids. There might be one or two that I miss, but I think the only weight class we won't have somebody wrestling in is 174. I mean, it's a big team. It's a good team. They're meshing together extremely well. Normally, there's occasional kids that are just cause issues or whatnot, but this team is, they're in it. And they're watching team scores, seeing how close we are, and they want that title bad. And I think coming this close and not beating Ketchikan has made them even more hungry for this region tournament.